Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. You join me on what's quite a misty day today. It was quite mild yesterday and this morning we woke up to quite chilly conditions, and in fact I'm beginning to wonder why I left my gloves at home, because I can already feel the cold get into my fingers. Hence we've got this hanging mist that's obscuring the views around us. Although the views are being obscured, I'm sure we're in for an absolutely stunning walk today as we explore an area known as Burley Moorside, which is not too far from the town of Ilkley. Lots of diverse landscapes around here, from woodland to open farmland to the moorland as well, on top of Burley Moor and across onto Ilkley Moor. So although those views are obscured, I'm sure we'll see, smell and hear lots of interesting things along the way. So I've got my walking boots on and of course the flat cap, which is a given. So I think it's about time we set off and see what Burley Moorside has to offer us today. We started the walk by walking through an open field full of sheep. To the right was a dilapidated farm building, which was obviously still in use because there was machinery dotted here, there and everywhere, and fresh bales of hay ready to feed the animals. It just looked like the buildings themselves had been neglected for a few years. We've now passed the farm building and we're walking up alongside a little beck which is running down towards the Wharf Valley beyond from the moor, to which we're heading towards at the moment. It's made up of these beautiful little waterfalls that you can hear cascading in the background. And we're just enshrouded at the moment by all of these lovely looking holly trees, adding some beautiful deep green colour to an otherwise misty wintry scene that surrounds us. It's nice just to pause as we head up this quite steep hill to catch our breath and contemplate our beautiful surroundings. There's some action going on in the field to our left now. Might be able to hear the whirring of a tractor engine in the background. It sounds like they're ready to muck spread ahead of fertilising the fields for the summer and spring season. To the left is a beautiful area of woodland. It's crisscrossed by little streams and there's patches of beautiful snowdrops cropping up in between the trees. Below it, what looks like the remains of an old mill. There's a sluice gate at the top blocking one of the streams from heading down the valley. And in a clearing in the trees, there's just the remains of an old chimney breast and a wall covered in rich green moss. Through the sound of that tractor engine in the background, you can just hear the piercing sound of the bird song, which is beautiful to listen to in such a, despite the sound of that tractor, a quite a serene scene. As I look up into the trees, I can see the remains of a few nests, which I'm sure will be back in use within a few months. And these wizened brown looking trees will be bursting forth with life once again. We've now moved up over the main moor road and carried on along quite a steep track which is leading us up onto the moor. Just stopped here again to catch my breath and just contemplating this view in front of me. There are a couple of horses just in the field in front, both wearing red coats to keep them warm on this chilly day. As I've walked up the hill, it's become more and more exposed, and that cool, damp mist has started caressing my face, cooling me down as my heart races to keep my body going as we clamber up this steep slope. I can just about make out the trees and houses in the Wharf Valley below, although it's very hazy. The mist's completely blocking my view to the hills beyond. Usually from here you'd be able to see the likes of Armstiff Crag and the telecommunications mast on top of Norrid Edge, but they're definitely out of sight today. It does actually make you appreciate the things that you can see in front of you more. When I can't see to that distance, I start looking closer to home and admiring, for example, the beautiful yellow and gold and silver lichen that's dotting the dry stone wall in front of me, separating me from those horses in the field. We've just passed through a gate in between two stone-built houses. On the side where we were, it was open fields with green grass and, of course, the horses grazing them. And the other side of this gate, we're now faced with vast open swathes of moorland. The gate and wall form quite a distinct boundary between the two sides. It almost feels like we've crossed into another country, if not another world. Around me there's a few moorland sheep grazing, and then the tufts of brown and sort of yellowy green grass and green moss just stretch as far as the eye can see and disappear into that mist that, as we've gained in altitude, has got quite a bit thicker. The sky above is just a mass of grey. It really is beautifully peaceful up here. As we venture further and deeper onto the moorland, just makes you realise how desolate this place is, especially on a day like today. As I spin round in a 360 degree turn, all I can see is a sea of heather and verdant green and yellow mosses. Land's cut at certain intervals by areas that look as though they've been quarried for the Yorkshire stone. Just deep gashes made in the landscape. And to our left, through the mist, I can just about make out a steep valley cut into the moorland by one of the many streams that flows over here. Apart from the slight breeze, the only time I've heard the silence shattered has been from maybe the odd aircraft flying high up in the mist above, and the odd chortle from one of the grouse that call this moorland home. As I speak, it's amazing how this mist is drifting. One minute you can hardly see anything in front of your face, and then the next minute the wind blows it through and you can start to make out the contours of the landscape beyond. I'm sure in a moment it'll be back to the old can't see your fingers in front of your face job. But until that moment comes, I'm just going to keep going round in 360 degrees and keep contemplating and enjoying this beautiful, desolate landscape. Just found two grouse to the left of me. One male with beautifully iridescent red eyebrows and a female which is all brown. Also hear the call of a lapwing in the background as well. These are two very distinctive moorland birds that if you're ever in a landscape like this you will often hear. It's lovely to see them just foraging around in the undergrowth. After spinning round in 360 degrees for a few times, admiring the moorland landscape, I realised that that does make you quite dizzy after a while, so decided to make our way back down off the main body of moorland, passing those two grouse along the way. We now find ourselves on the ridge of the moor. The mist has really cleared now. Don't get me wrong, it's still very hazy, but you can certainly see a lot more than you could about 10 minutes ago. And just about make out the moor road, which is snaking its way in between the fields all broken up by dark, dry stone walls. And peering my head just around the end of the moorland where we are at the moment, you can make out the towering rocks of the Cow and Calf on Ilkley Moor. The mist cleared enough now as well to see the towns of Burley and Menston in the valley below. You can make out the distinctive red roofs of a housing estate in Burley and Wharfdale. Below us there's a few grassy fields pockmarked with molehills. In one of them there's a solitary black horse, and in others they're dotted with the iconic stature of woolly sheep, making the most of that grass. All along the valley, these areas of woodland, which at this time of year are still quite brown, and with the mist hanging round, they look very ethereal indeed. We'll continue walking along this ridge for a little while before dropping back down and completing our circuit of Burley Moorside. We've now got a majestic red kite circling above us. It's quite a typical moorland Yorkshire scene, actually. I mean, red kites are becoming a lot more common around these parts these days after they were reintroduced from Wales about 20 years ago. And it's circling above a Yorkshire stone-built farmhouse with smoke billowing from two terracotta chimneys on the roof. The smoke's joining that hazy mist to complete the scene. I feel like I'm in a scene from Last of the Summer Wine. Very Yorkshire indeed. Now crossed back over the threshold of the moor, across the moor road, and we're back into rural fields that's punctuated by very impressive looking houses with beautiful gardens. We've nearly done full circle now. As you may be able to hear, we've gone from the cry of the grouse and the lapwing up on the moor to the ambient echo of garden birdsong. This goes to show how habitats can change very quickly just by crossing through a gate or clambering over a wall. I can just about make out the outline of the sheep from the field from which we started this audio walk a while ago. The moorland, as dramatic as it was, now seems like a distant memory as we head back towards civilization and the end of our walk. Hope you've enjoyed joining me on this explore of Burley Moorside today. If you have, then please check out more of our audio walks at opencountry.org.uk. Until next time, I'll speak to you later. Thank you for listening.